This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. A good day on us. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. We're here at your service and on your side to bring you up to date. Our mission today and every day is to look at the events that are going, that are happening in our country and around the world, some of the issues of the day. Here's an issue, and this sort of starts the good news department here. There has been a very interesting development when it comes to what to do with your Christmas tree. I kind of almost got off on this last week, but I didn't have time because last week was the official sort of the 12th day of Christmas, and most people get rid of their trees, and we talked about that a little bit, but we didn't get into this.
Yeah, yes. And I think one of the days, maybe it was Friday last week, was the official, like, national take down your Christmas
tree. Get rid of your tree.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, here's what's going on in England to use the trees well. It's a way to combat flooding. There were thousands of wasted trees, as there are every year, this year. So this company, the Rooted Christmas Tree, they deliver potted Christmas trees to people. This is a new thing. You buy a live, or you can buy one and you're going to rent one, a live tree. And then this company goes out, they come back and get the rental trees, and then they replant them so that they can have another growing season. When the trees get too tall, they are placed on the slopes of a valley that goes into a river as a natural break for the floodwater that occurs here most every year. As I thought, this was kind of cool, as it protects the area from lots of damages. And they ought to have these out in California with the situation out there. My God, that there's another big storm blowing in there today and over the next couple of days. So they could use those Christmas trees, that kind of thing, out there. I wonder if anybody's been smart enough to think about that out there. So that's one way of discarding your Christmas tree. However, it's not the most interesting. You can leave it to me to go to the Cucamonga department and find out the latest way to take care of the discarded trees in America is to eat them.
Eat
them? Yum, to eat them. The latest trend that has taken hold in, there are a lot of creative ways to do this, but this has taken hold in a couple of different areas. Matter of fact, there's a book. You can Google this, Jay. How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
I can envision the pine needles because you can ground them up, but they're probably not much unlike rosemary, maybe a different flavor. But the bark?
Yeah. Well, supposedly you were right, rosemary or bay leaves. That's what they're flavored. The pine needles can be used in the same way you would use bay leaves to give other ingredients added flavor. I never heard of this before. There are some people who are cooking them in vinegar, and they're making gin out of Christmas tree pines. The little, what do they call those? They're not leaves, they're the little
pine needles.
Pine needles, that's what they are. Right. So anyway, and there's this other, in the book, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, the lady who wrote the book recommends putting sections of the tree in a hot oven until they're charred, and then putting them into a blender to create pine tea. Another use for the pine needles is pickling eggs. Contestants, stop there. Pine needle tea, made of boiling pots of water and pre-washed pine leaves. You don't want to put the pine leaves in until you clean them off, apparently. That's a big rage. Apparently, there have been a lot of TikTok videos on how to do this. Have you seen them? I don't look at TikTok because I don't like TikTok.
I haven't, but I did have to immediately start Googling how to eat.
Yeah, of course you did. Right. And what'd you... and? What
and a lot of what
find?
You're saying is coming
what
up.
Do your, yeah.
Like,
what do your wondering eyes should have here?
Up, using them as a seasoning, making tea. I like the idea of the whole try mixing gin with it. Let's try that out.
Well, here's somebody who I guess this is part of what's incorporated into this lady. She has recipes from other people beside her own stuff on her own menu. There are this woman who came up with spruce tree ice cream. You put what? You put these needles into ice cream and make a sundae out of it? Good God.
Well, I could see how you could do that, especially if you crush them up, maybe... Not rinse them, but soak them in water and then do the, like, cheesecloth so that you get all the crunchy parts out.
Right.
Just that liquid and then mix it with other things, freeze it.
Right.
Because people do that with what?
Cranberries.
Lavender? Like lemon lavender honey homemade ice cream?
Really? All right. Well, Dr. Carla Robinson, a Charlotte physician, says not so fast. Even though there are, she admits that there are Christmas trees that are edible. Consuming the one in your home is not good for a number of reasons. She said, quote, as she was interviewed about this book, she's a family physician in Charlotte. She said, quote, you don't know in many cases where your tree came from. True. You don't know what it was treated with. Aha! Pesticides, chemicals, and if you eat that stuff, it's reasonable to assume it'll kill you. Right? So, here we go again with the stuff
that
Monsanto.
Okay.
Well, I think there is something. I think she brings up a very good point, frankly. And not only can it be that they were treated with stuff, but also, if you go digging around further, even if it's not poisonous, the needles apparently, if they aren't cooked, and softened, can be very irritating to your stomach lining. They're very sharp, so you put that in your mouth and it goes down your throat and into your stomach, then your esophagus
what goes
is
then must come out.
Yeah. Good. Nice, Jay. So, anyway, I have gone to the National Christmas Tree Association to find out the best way to recycle your tree. It is to drop it off. This is so boring, right? The tea stuff, that's interesting. And then the warning, don't do it for any number of reasons unless you do A, B, C, or D. But then taking it to a recycling center is just boring. I am on the farm. I'm fortunate enough to have a chipper, so I don't get a Christmas tree anyway, but people bring them to the farm. We grind them up in the chipper, and then they go into the compost pile. That's boring. But it's probably the safest and smartest way to get rid of your Christmas tree. And this is the time. People are trying. You go up and down the roads around where I am, there are Christmas trees all over the road. People take them and they throw them along the side of the road, or they put them out with their rubbish.
And then the wind comes and blows it away.
Blows them around.
It's not secured anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Hello. Exactly. A lot of around here, the wildlife, the foxes, the coyotes, there are more actually beaver and woodchucks for obvious reasons are getting into this stuff. And what's happened, I noticed this yesterday actually, driving toward the farm, there was a dead woodchuck by the road by a Christmas tree. And hello, 2 and 2 is still 4. What the beaver do, beavers grab them and they pull them down into wherever they're building. Beavers build dams everywhere. We've got one on one of the lower farms near here. It's raising hell, frankly, with the wetlands and stuff. But that's also something else that happens. But for the average person, the right thing to do is to make sure that it gets, in some way, shape, or form, you can grind it up and that's a responsible way of getting rid of it. But there are a lot of other things that, as I suggested, the lady who plants the trees along the side of the river, that's a great conservationist move. By the way, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, 41,000 species currently threatened with extinction. This kind of goes hand in hand with what I was talking about the other day about new species and old species. So let's listen for a moment to Andy Solomon, who's got the story on how to inspire you and others to commit to preserving things that are all a part of our natural world.
No, I'm Andy Solomon. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the show that ignited a passion for wildlife conservation for 60 years, premiered its new series, Wild Kingdom Protecting the Wild, with 10 episodes about conservation fieldwork that is making a positive impact on the Wild Kingdom. Peter Gross, wildlife expert, explains.
We have a long legacy of educating people about animals, habitats, and conservation, which is the key in protecting our Wild Kingdom. This series shows that it's not all doom and gloom in the wild, and that many species that were once endangered animals are making a comeback.
The series features multiple species and their success stories, including big cats, bears, wolves, coral, and more.
Our hope is that the new Wild Kingdom series will reach a new generation of people who will make a commitment to preserving the natural world.
Watch season one of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, Protecting the Wild on RFD TV and at wildkingdom.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
A humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so those of you who are following the new book, Spare, by His Highness, he still is Your Highness, right? Or Prince Harry is called, what's he called?
Yeah, I think he's no longer His Royal Highness. I think he still has Prince Harry and then the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, because that was a wedding gift.
Right. Okay. So the book came out on Tuesday. First day, it sold 400,000 copies in England. The first day it came out in America, which was the day after it came out in Britain, it sold 1.5 million copies. Around the world, in 2 days, it has sold 4 million copies. They could sell, this guy could become fabulously, not that he doesn't have money to begin with, this is a $40 million book. I mean, $40 million sales, and I think he gets $1 a book, or maybe more than that. Imagine the people who have an appetite, and I think it's pretty much everybody.
An appetite and obsession.
It was released in Germany yesterday, and they sold almost as many copies of it translated in German, not in English, transferred in German as it sold in England the day before. So all over Europe, all over the world, people are clamoring for this book, and they can't keep it. They can't get enough published. They're publishing as fast as they can. So there it is, the latest on Spare by the Prince. 21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now 23 after the hour, a couple of items from the celebrity department. Social media in our focus. Trending is, the questions and then the answers about Jeremy Renner, what kind of shape he's in. Apparently he's not in very good shape, and he's facing a long road to complete recovery.
Mm-hmm.
He's very happy, and he said the show of love and support is overwhelming. But this New Year's Day snowplow accident was horrific, Jay.
Yeah.
And so he's making progress for sure, but it'll be a heck of a long time before he does a movie again.
He was
almost crushed.
He's not physically capable of much at the moment. He was fully crushed. And what is it, the New Year's superstition of however you spend the first day of the New Year's kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year? Thank goodness he is alive. It really, like, another miracle that he survived being crushed. And it wasn't just some of those, like, a snowblower or something like that.
No.
This was a big piece of machinery.
Snow-moving piece of it, like you see on the slopes, that kind of a piece. When it grooms the snow, that sort of thing. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
he was helping his neighbors dig out their driveways, and then a vehicle was stuck, a driver was stuck, so he was trying to help them out. And then when he went to go get back in, it was like the big snow machine, the snowplow, just ran right over him, completely crushing his chest.
Yeah. So he's, as you can imagine, one of the things that will help him recover is all the support from his friends, some of the actors, people that are just sending along the Instagram posts and that sort of thing. I'm sure he's watching all of that stuff. He says, quote, "Thank you for all your kind words. I'm too messed up now to type, but I send you all love." And then, you know, the videos will continue. His sister was seen massaging his head and making your brother laugh on one of them. That is the message that he was being massaged, which is cool. A spa moment is good. It's always good. I had a massage yesterday myself to kind of work through all the stuff I had done to my shoulders, and it really does. It calms your body down. And so that's what he needs. He needs something like that every day. He celebrated his 52nd birthday in the hospital. This is something, again, when you look at the sorts of things that create danger, sometimes things you never would expect. People get, they think they know what they're doing. I certainly have come close to having accidents in tractors, even though I've been driving them all my life. It's something you got to be careful of because equipment is unforgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's so many examples of this sort of thing happening. So sending good vibes to him, hoping that he fully recovers because he is quite a good action star. And, you know, he's had a good career going.
Yes, he's
frankly.
Still enjoyable to watch. And a lot of the other celebrities or actors and people who have just worked with him in general say that he is one of the most grounded and real people in Hollywood.
I thought he was good in the Bourne movie that he did instead of Matt Damon doing one. They had him do one, and it was quite a good movie. All of that stuff is, you know, is well done. Speaking of action stars, Kevin Costner, who got Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a TV drama for Yellowstone, was not at the ceremony, and it turns out it wasn't because he was snubbing the foreign press. It's because he lives in Santa Barbara, and he couldn't get out because of the floods.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So he actually watched the ceremony from his house, and he got a ribbing from Regina Hall over him having not gotten down there, but, you know, he couldn't get there, and he thanked the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for the honor. But this shows you how much what effect that weather is having on California, Northern California, Central California, even down
it's
in Southern California.
Wet.
Yep, right. So at any rate, the winner and still champion, sounds like I'm doing a call at a rodeo, right? Kevin Costner in the focus here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. Two energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil, and you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. Paramedics were called to a home in Calabasas, California, Thursday morning. Craig Little, a spokesman for the county's fire department, said the call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Idaho students' murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26th. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate top-secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello. Welcome back to the exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're always excited to be here. There's always a lot of things going on. Sooner or later, if you're not happy now, you will be happy soon. I'd rather think that people would get, if they're in a doubt, I was talking to a friend who is, her husband passed away and she's not, you know, she said to me, every day is a blessing. Isn't that a great way? I mean, think about that for a second.
It's a good way to look at it.
It is a great way to look. The sooner that you are happy, the better your life will be. I just think that that's, I mean, sort of going back to Jeremy Renner a few minutes ago, that whole thing with him, he seems to have a great attitude, and that'll help him a lot. Get, if you're down and out and you feel, oh, it's all over, it probably will be. You know, this, if you feel that way, it's hard to
sometimes
kind of rally
okay
around.
To sit and wallow in the moment. It's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
And then you know, let yourself feel it, and then start trying to move forward.
Yep. All right, here's a bright spot. It's almost Girl Scout. I've been buying Girl Scout cookies. The official season doesn't really start until it's like this weekend until the 1st of March, I think, is what they do every year. And the usual lineup of cookies. But I've already bought Thin Mints.
I thought it started early this year,
yeah,
because I've been seeing them everywhere. I've been getting the text messages from friends and family members who have Boy Scouts in their family. Yep. And they're like, hey, do you need cookies? Like,
yeah.
Dude.
I bought $100 worth of them there. We have a weekend farmer's market at the farm, and the Girl Scouts are there. And so I just had them put a whole bunch of assortments. The kids took some of them home to California. We were walking around when Megan and Miles and I were walking through the train station last Saturday. There was a huge setup, a bunch of Girl Scouts get off the train. And there's this huge table of, you know, with cookies all over the place. And he goes, hey, get your Girl Scouts. It was like going, what it reminded me of, because Fenway Park is just down the street, going to a baseball game. Get your Fenway Franks here. Mm-hmm. Get your hot dogs here. That's what it, kind of what it reminded me of. All right, let's move on into some things that are out of this world in a literal sense. NASA has a survey satellite called TESS, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, that has helped scientists uncover a new planet orbiting within the habitable zone of its star, and it looks just like Earth. Same size. You can see the picture on the NASA website. You might want to check it out. It looks like it's drier than our Earth. It doesn't have as much blue, doesn't have as much water.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we can see this, it's about 95% the size of our globe. It's called TOI-700. Just like Earth, right? The fourth planet discovered in this same system, where they have a sun that's about the same size as our sun, and they have a number of planets that at least at first blush look like they could be habitable. This is way out there, man. But this there's a statement that came from the person in charge of this this satellite, who said, she's a postdoctoral student, quote, this system is an exciting prospect for additional follow-up, which translated means we want to find out if there's life there. But how are they going to do it? It's so far away.
Yeah,
but you know
it's
what?
One of those things that they have to create those really big, like a big transport rocket ship kind of thing where people live on, and you just wait for generations after generations, where people are basically born into the process of discovering this. Because what is it? How many light years away is it? And, of course, I had to look this up, but if you are on a space shuttle that, let's say, goes 5 miles a second, it still would take over 37,000 years to go one light year.
We better speed them up, right? Get them to go 50 miles in a second or 100 miles, whatever it is. It's hard to imagine. It really is. It's hard to kind of figure. It hurts your brain. All right, as long as we're talking about space stuff, the Russians have a problem with the space station. This has gotten lost in the whole business with the Russians and the Ukrainians. So I think most people didn't know that there is a problem up on the space station with the Russians who are up there. Apparently one of them is sick. The vehicle launched, docked with the space station in September. They were supposed to be up there for 6 months. They scratched a planned spacewalk last month after a lot of white particles were observed coming out of the spacecraft. And so now they figured out the transport vehicle was in fact damaged and they couldn't leave. So now what they're trying to do, you know, this is, they're so stupid. We could help them. A couple of different American companies could help them. But they obviously, because of the circumstances, don't want to do that because they're at war with Ukraine, and they think they're at war with us. Well, they kind of are, in a manner of speaking. They're at war with the whole world.
And wasn't there meteorite damage?
Yeah, I think it got hit by something. That's what they found out afterwards. Yeah, it punched a hole, a quarter-inch hole, in the external cooling system, so it's junk now. It's space junk. They just they'll disconnect it if they haven't already from the space station. They have to do that in order to get the Soyuz spacecraft up there so that it can dock and get the crew off of there. And they're not going to be able to do that until next month. So, woof. Right? The bill of safety, Damar Hamlin, released from Buffalo General Hospital after undergoing a series of evaluations and tests, This is, what, the ninth or tenth day since the problem took place on the field, cardiac arrest. And if you didn't hear me or Dr. Ken explaining this earlier, I'll do it. Think I should do that explanation one more time, Jay?
Yeah.
As to what actually happened? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what Ken Kronhaus, who's our cardiologist and on staff here and does a weekend show, Good Day Health, on many of these same stations, and he'll be with us in a few minutes answering some of the listeners' questions about medical stuff. The essence of what happened was he was hit with a football in his chest, right where his heart is, at the very second the electrical shock, which is all part of our nature. We don't have to think about, wait a minute, I have to get my heart to beat. No, our heart beats automatically. One of the amazing, amazing things about nature and our bodies, the hearts automatically work in everything that lives. So the football hit the chest and got to the heart at the exact second the electrical impulse is telling the heart to beat. So by being hit, it stopped the current and stopped the heart. And that's where he fell over. They did resuscitation there. They had to do it again at the hospital, right, in order to get him to survive. And what Ken said is that there are 100 people a year who die from this kind of a cardiac-related event during a competitive sports, whether it's professional, it's more professional. How many stories have we come up with this week of high school and college athletes who are playing football that are having various problems? And we have,
football. One wasn't even football. It was after a gym
class.
Just
in the gym.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there is, this kid is going to thank his lucky stars, and apparently he's very thankful about it. So God love him and his life.
Yeah, and it was the shoulder. It wasn't even the football. It was the shoulder of the Bengals player that they collided hard enough at the most opportune time for a cardiac arrest to happen.
Whatever it was. Awful. I thought it was a football. Wasn't the football that hit him? You talk about Hamlin, you talk about the other
tackle?
Kid.
Damar Hamlin during the tackle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened, I thought it was a football. Whatever, the way it hit his chest in the right place is what stopped his heart. Other people in the news, the world's richest person, Bernard Arnault, or maybe pronounced Arnault, he's appointed his daughter CEO at Christian Dior. Who would have thought that the fashion industry would create, with all of their luxury goods and stuff, I guess that's a big conglomerate now, owns lots of different types, different clothing outfits, Louis Vuitton, right, Christian Dior.
Yeah, the designers with the high price tag.
Yes, very high price. So he's appointed his daughter, her name is Delphine, to be the new chief executive officer. So does she become then the wealthiest person in the world? I wonder if the stock trends...
Not immediately, but there's the potential there for sure.
Yeah. I think they've owned a lot of different brands. Givenchy, Marc Jacobs, Moët, isn't that the champagne? Tiffany,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Moët, that's the champagne and Tiffany, the jeweler.
He has two children, this guy, Bernard, by his first marriage, and three from his second. So you don't think there's going to be a...
there could be more to that, the familial story, with like maybe the other children aren't interested. Maybe she's the one who has worked with them. She's the one most equipped to do so.
Looks like a lot of the children, though, work with the other brands or some of the brands.
Mm-hmm.
But Delphine is married to a French billionaire who's involved in some other thing that makes him a billionaire. So billionaires apparently attract billionaires. Yippee-yi-co, right?
Well, I love that generational wealth.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're two billionaires, right? Weren't they were married.
Jay-Z. Oh, yeah, they're both billionaires. They have so many things, just their music, their labels, their very many companies, fashion. The list goes on.
You know,
well, look at Rihanna. Rihanna, she is a billionaire in her own right, and she got the majority of her money from her Fenty and Savage X Fenty lines rather than her music itself.
So here's this guy who buys, you know, I think about, if you put two and two together, oftentimes you come up with four. Tiffany & Company wasn't well known, didn't become a household name until Breakfast at Tiffany's, the Audrey Hepburn movie that came out in 1961. The novel written by Truman Capote, and which was made into a fabulous movie. But nobody knew, nobody except the rich and famous knew about Tiffany's until Breakfast at Tiffany's. I didn't know that until I just saw it. So there it is, passing along important news for important folks to think about. Everybody's important. Al Roker, another person in the news today, talking about his first moments when he knew something was wrong during that health scare, life-threatening medical emergencies. He's been out of today for, what, a couple of months anyway. He recalled that he felt out of breath. His heart was racing while he was climbing up the stairs at his house. And then he started vomiting, doubling over in pain. So the doctor said he was dealing at first with an intestinal infection, but imaging revealed that he had blood clots. Man, this is dangerous stuff. Oof.
Yeah, blood clots are so scary.
Yeah, apparently it had something to do with his COVID. And there was an infection that stayed in there. It got into his legs, mm-hmm. and, you know, those clots can go to your lungs. They go to your lungs, and it's curtains. See,
and that's one of the big arguments. A lot of people say, well, if you got the COVID vaccine, you are prone to blood clots. And
yes.
then other people are saying, whether or not you're vaccinated, just it, whether if you've caught COVID-19, you are maybe prone to blood clots. It's just all so scary.
Mm-hmm. All right. The final bit of people news comes at the hands of Todd and Julie Crisley, who are going to the Slammer next week. They have to report to the federal prison system in Florida. They tried to get bail, but that was denied. These people are crazy, right? Don't you think these, well, they're all nuts, these two people. I shouldn't say all of them. Both of them. They're crooks, too. Crooked and nuts.
That they've done.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, so they get what they deserve. I guess it's 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Ken Kronos here, 53 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with some of the information, some of the important medical stories, the questions that come up. I've been talking a lot this week about Johns Hopkins and their PRP program. I suppose there's a lot of question and answer that come out of that. But lately I've seen some more info out of Johns Hopkins about hearing loss and what it can lead to, Ken. So what's the answer to that question?
Sure, Doug. Older adults with greater severity of hearing loss, they seem to be more likely to have dementia. And the good news is that treating the hearing loss may lower the risk of getting dementia. So, you know, I often hear so much from my patients that they're a little uneasy about hearing aids, whereas just eyeglasses, they're seeing aids, and we don't think so much about them. Hearing aids are no different than eyeglasses.
Right, except they're harder to keep in your ear if you don't have them locked down someday. Eyeglasses are pretty easy to hold on to your face
because
of your nose. The
technology recently is amazing.
It is, so it keeps you from losing. I know I have a fellow that works with me on the farm who can't hear anything, and I bought him a set of hearing aids a couple of years ago, and he's afraid to lose them. He didn't know how to adjust the volume, so he hears all the traffic on the street instead of just, you know, whatever the conversation is. So it's good to know that there is a lot of advances being done, as you've suggested. Okay, next up in the question department, how is this story about women who are over the age of 65 more vulnerable for something like cervical cancer? Why would that be, and what are the stats?
Well, the CDC has just made this observation this week that too many people, women over the age of 65, and it's only increasing, are dying from cervical cancer. And I think the message is that we need to reevaluate how we screen elderly women for cervical cancer, and that's where the effort is we need to change. And also women need to be remembered to talk to their gynecologist, see their gynecologist, make sure they're getting screened, because cervical cancer is not only an issue for younger women. It's an issue for also women over the age of 65.
All right. So let's talk about men, and maybe not the same sort of thing, but sort of from the same department. Men who want to be sperm donors, there seems to be some question as to how many are accepted into those programs and why it would be the number that it is.
Interesting that only about less than 4 in 100 who start at the beginning of the line make it to the end. This comes out of a medical journal this week, Human Reproduction, that fewer than 4 out of every 100 men who apply to be sperm donors, Doug, actually wind up providing a sample that's used in fertility treatment. They withdrew their applications. They failed to respond, stopped showing up for appointments. Also, some health issues were determined. They carried a genetic disease or they had an infectious disease that just couldn't be treated.
So sperm donation, it's gotten a bad rap, I think, over the years because some of the publicity around it. And those who use it and why they use it. I don't think that should make any difference. It's just what I'm interested in is why sperm seems to be as ineffective. We've talked about this a little bit, and so I wonder if that contributes to the fact that the birth rate is going down in the United States. Is that at least one of the factors, the men don't have sperm that gets the job done?
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons, but the CDC announced this week, again, a slight decrease in the birth rate, and I think what you're mentioning is one of them. I think economics is another. I think the fact that people are delaying having births, especially women, are working older into the workforce. And I think both men and women are seeing that they can advance their careers and do better economically by delaying having kids. But you know, for all of us who've had children at an older age, we realize that we were really intended at a younger age to have these kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really a mixed bag when you decide to have them.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Avail yourself of his services. If you're there, go to the clinic. If you aren't and you like Ken's method, if you will, and you hear him on the radio every week, you can call the office and get a Zoom connection, a medical, telemedical Zoom connection. 352-735-1400 gets you into connection with his office. Spend an hour with Ken. You will learn a lot about your body. Not only is he a top cardiologist, but he really has a great spin and understanding, as you hear here, when he does all this research, generally speaking, about conventional medicine as a whole. So again, the number for Ken's clinic is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.